Hemisphere was first created for the 1968 World's Fair. While some redevelopment has been attempted through the years, the area's potential has never been realized.
We have some great concepts already in place, and we're now moving the concepts into final design.
Jimmy LaFleur is public art manager for the city of San Antonio. While the larger Hemisphere redevelopment project still has another 6 years in construction, a small part of it has made a significant move. The artists have been chosen whose works will breathe artful life into the four-acre Yanaguana Garden area.
Yanaguana Gardens is going to be the play environment for Hemisphere, and it's the first of the redevelopment to go through the design and construction phase.
Artist Stuart Allen will create an installation, and he'll manage the work of the seven other artists who have been chosen to contribute to Yanaguana. Allen's specific project is this.
He's going to create a kite table that has directions etched into the kite table.
Go to Hemisphere with your kids, make a kite, and fly it right there.
Justin Boyd is doing a sound sculpture that'll be located along a promenade where there's significant trees and the sound will be coming from trees.
The installations have been designed holistically to overlap slightly and to draw people from one to the next.
And it's almost like a scavenger hunt.
Well, can you give me a timeline as to when things will really start happening?
Hemisphere's goal is to have the Yanaguana Gardens completed in the spring of 2015. Hope to have an opening probably late spring, April, May.
We've more on Hemisphere and the Yanaguana Garden at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.